We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Starting the 4 o'clock hour at 4:06 because whatever. I mean, too much going on to worry about being on time with the clock right now, Crowder. What can I say?
I mean, whatever you want to do, big homie, you know I got your back.
We've been starting the show at 4:06 for like the past 2 months.
Yeah, yeah. We did a decent job of being a little bit better on the clock last couple days. But listen, when there's Kevin Durant rumors, he requested a trade. I mean, who knows? Who knows what we're going to end up doing? Let's catch everybody up. Hawk is out. He'll be back Tuesday. We'll have a best of spectacular for you tomorrow and Monday. Get you ready for the long July 4th weekend. Here's how it all started, Crowder. Let's start from the top. At around 2:50, Shams Charania of The Athletic drops what we call a Shams bomb. Kevin Durant is requesting a trade away from Brooklyn. That's where it starts.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian Wojnarowski adds, teams have been calling on Durant, and now we know. By the way, because he said it on ESPN, more than half of the league has already reached out to Brooklyn. And he adds that the Nets will certainly look for a historic return on players and draft picks. More from Woj. Phoenix and Miami, this is where we jump in, are among two of the teams that Durant has on his wish list. Sources tell ESPN the Nets plan to move Durant where they can get the best possible deal. 4 years remaining on Durant's contract, so there's no shortage of teams willing to unload assets for Durant. That's something that can't get lost here, by the way, Crowder. You're not just trading for Kevin Durant on one of these one-year deals with a player option, right? Because, listen, Durant for 1 year is better than Durant for no years, but Kevin Durant has a four-year contract remaining that he signed with no player option. Ooh. So you trade for Kevin Durant, you are guaranteed 4 years with Kevin Durant, and you control whether you want to trade him or not. I mean, that is significant in all of this.
Yes, and he's not dumb. He knows that, too. So he's really doing his research on the team he's going to, so he knows this is going to be a successful thing for him.
Yeah, I want to get into that. Like, does Brooklyn owe Kevin Durant anything to listen to you know, preferred destinations? Because obviously I'm overreacting to Phoenix and Miami. The report from Woj are among two of the teams that Durant has on his wish list. But and save it, because save your answer, because I'll get to it in a moment. But like, does Brooklyn owe him anything to care about his wish list, right? Like, or should they specifically or just be looking for the best available offer, period? Because he wants to leave them, and he never won them a title. So we'll get to that in a second, but let's continue on with the timeline here. Adrian Wojnarowski tweets that Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, remember Kyrie opted into a contract 2 days ago, had no contact with the franchise after Irving opted into his deal on Monday, and they basically knew it was inevitable that Kevin Durant was going to ask for a trade. We talked about it earlier. Seems like KD is just sick of Kyrie. He's sick of how the Nets handled it. He's sick of playing under Steve Nash, who had never won anything, rookie head coach. He is sick of the situation and wants out, period, end of story.
And he should be. Well, what was going on, man? I'm one of the best in the world, and this dude's gonna kidnap me and leave me out to dry by myself through all the 2 years? Come on, man. You know KD wasn't gonna deal with that too much longer.
This is from Anthony Chang and Barry Jackson in the Miami Herald. This is significant as well. So they add that a Heat trade, and I know Bobby Marks had tweeted about this. Ira Winderman of the Sun Sentinel had tweeted about it as well, crediting marks. But this is what Anthony Chang and Barry Jackson write in the Herald, that a Heat trade involving Bam Adebayo and Kevin Durant would not be permitted under NBA salary cap rules, according to ESPN's Bobby Marks, unless Ben Simmons were also included in the deal. The reason for that? Teams cannot have two players acquired via a trade who received five-year rookie max extensions. Both Ben Simmons and Bam Adebayo did so in the last 2 years. So Bam heading to Brooklyn would mean that Brooklyn, also trading Kevin Durant, would have to send Ben Simmons back to Miami if these two teams were to work out a deal with just those two teams. That's significant. And then I want to get your thoughts on this, Crowder. Barry Jackson tweeted, with Simmons needed to be sent out to the Heat or elsewhere in any Bam Nets deal, one hypothetical, he puts that in all caps, permutation that would work within cap rules is Durant, Ben Simmons for Bam, Hero, Lowry, Robinson, three first rounders, including the Heat's most recent first round pick a couple days ago, Jokic. Barry Jackson then follows that tweet up with this. Durant holds Bam in high regard, one of several reasons Miami would presumably be appealing to him. But without Butler included, a Heat package around Hero and four first-rounders, including the guy that they just drafted, and cap facilitating contracts likely wouldn't be enough to get Durant. Do you agree with that? Do you agree that even trading Jimmy Butler, again, everything's on the table at this point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero, four first rounders, still wouldn't be enough to get Kevin Durant. And he's alluding to, you know, the Nets are looking for a youth movement. So Jimmy Butler at 32 years old has a couple years remaining on his contract. That's not something they'd be interested in. Do you agree with that sentiment there from Barry Jackson?
Those four ones, like we talked about earlier, Solana, I think those four ones, now we're getting closer to KD pricing. So four ones and half your roster is how we put it earlier. Hero's young. Duncan's young. Bam's young as well. You know what I'm saying? But to the point that I think KD, and I've actually seen footage of KD talking about how he respects Bam. It was the Olympic team or something. And he was like, no, the biggest guy that jumped out of me was Bam Adebayo. So right. I know, you know, he loves Bam. And I believe that we were joking about it earlier with Pat, but I think – KD knows enough about basketball to know what Pat Riley has done for this game and still doing for this game. So if you have – if I guess this is the question, Solana. This is how I took it. We have to get rid of Jimmy, four ones, and some other players to make KD the one. If it's KD and Bam, a KD-Bam twosome, and let's see who our third is. Bro, I'm 100% down with that.
Yeah, it's Kevin, tough, though, right?
Bro,
it's tough.
Listen, it's Kevin damn Durant. I'll tell you this. Happily married man, me and my wife been together going on 15 years. She knows if Alicia Keys or Beyonce comes over, I'm going to have to say hi and see how it works out. We love Jimmy. We're married to Jimmy. We love Jimmy. But if Kevin Durant walks up, hey, Jimmy, can I go talk to Kevin for a second? Mm-hmm. Like, you got to understand. What's it called? That the past, the relationship past, Jimmy would – honestly, I think if you put him on Truth Serum, would tell us you have a relationship pass if Kevin Durant is the guy that you're going to talk to outside of me, because that's damn Kevin Durant.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just from the Heat's perspective, it's tough giving up, not giving up, but parting with Jimmy Butler. But how do you not do it? Right. Like Jimmy Butler.
Kevin Durant?
Right. For 4 years. So I'm with you. I'm with you. Like, everything has to be on the table now if you're the Miami Heat. And what Barry Jackson says there is a good point, right? Like, one of the reasons why Durant holds the Heat in high regard is because of Bam Adebayo. So if you're even trying to land Durant, and you'd have to give up Bam to do so, which I believe you would, by the way, then that appeal probably dwindles a bit. But I will ask you this, Crowder. Going back to what I was saying earlier, do the Nets owe anything to Durant? Like, he may have his wish list, right? And he takes it to the Nets. Why do they care what Kevin Durant wants to do? He has no trade clause. He doesn't have a no trade option, like, or no trade clause, excuse me. They shouldn't care what he wants to do. They should go out and get the best possible deal that the Brooklyn Nets can get for Kevin Durant. And if that means shipping him off to Utah for Donovan Mitchell, like, I'm just starting to think now, what if Portland says, you know what? This thing with Damian Lillard just isn't working out. Let's ship Dame off, give him a fresh start somewhere else, and let's bring in Durant and see if we can build around him. Like, now you're you know what I mean? Like, you're talking about guys that the Heat probably can't match up with in Damian Lillard. Donovan Mitchell's probably a better option than anything that he can give Brooklyn as well, right? Like, it's just it gets murky when you start realizing, hold on a second, who cares what Durant's wish list is? Brooklyn doesn't need to cater to Kevin Durant. He wants to leave their organization. He never won anything for them. They have no reason to field offers from the Miami Heat.
And it's not murky to me because it was not in the contract that he has no trade clause, like you brought up, mm-hmm. Solana. So, no, we're going to get as many assets as we can for you because of the fact that we paid you a lot of money. We mm-hmm. gave you a big contract. That was we talked about 4 years with no player option. Like, we locked into you and gave you all this money, and now you want to leave. You requested a trade, big man. We didn't ask you to be traded. You requested a trade. So from an organizational standpoint and taking the player, you know, mind frame out of it, me being an ex-player, they don't owe him a damn thing, Solana. You know what they owed him? They owed him money until he requested a trade. Now they don't owe him any money anymore. He wants to get paid by another organization. So we're going to send you to an organization that values your ability like we used to before you requested your trade. They don't owe him a damn thing, to answer your question simply.
Yeah, and I know that was kind of me being a buzzkill there. And Barry Jackson is just using rationale when tweeting that out. I don't want to be rational right now, though. Let's go back to just putting Kevin Durant in a Heat uniform. Right now, Crowder, Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, 4 first-round picks, Max Strus, you send it in. Yes? You send it in?
Yeah, send it in.
Yeah, send it in. Send it in. Sorry, Jimmy. We love you. We love you, Jimmy Buckets. Hey, thank you. Thank you for 3 incredible seasons. But, bro, Kevin Durant, like, does anybody disagree? 786-360-0790. Does anybody disagree that everything should be on the table with the Miami Heat right now if it means landing Kevin Durant?
Yes, they do. Please let me. Texas, please tell me your argument. If you think that there is anyone on this roster that's not worth Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
What's the lowest you can put him? What's the lowest you could put him right now in the world? I'm not, and this is not hyperbole, Solana. List your top basketball players in the world right now and tell me KD's not in your top 3.
No, I mean, he's in my top 3 and he's probably not 2 or 3. You know what I mean? Like, he right? Like, yeah.
Like, Steph, people might argue Steph right now because he just won the MVP of the finals and all that. Whatever. Or if you want to argue, Jokic, who won the MVP this year, right?
Yeah.
So the best player, the most valuable player in the league this year was Jokic. Okay, I'll even have that argument with you. Kevin Durant, by far, is one of the best 3 basketball players in the world. And you're going to argue, we can't get rid of Jimmy. We love him. Mm-hmm. We drafted Bam. Tyler's progressing. He's a young talent. Duncan's going to get back. Get out of here. Kevin Durant is a monster, man. Don't even play around with that.
Yeah, yeah. Florida Panthers just released their preseason schedule. Anybody interested? I didn't think so.
I'll talk to you about it. You my boy.
Yeah, I'll send it. I'll DM it to you. Okay. At Florida Panthers on FLA Panthers on Twitter if you want that. But right now, obviously, all the attention is on Kevin Durant. We'll keep everybody updated. Those are kind of your headlines there. I mean, Marlins won yesterday in exciting fashion.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, I mean, you know, at this point, let's be real. I mean, nothing else really matters. The Dolphins released their training camp schedule that'll be open to the public. You can go to miamidolphins.com/training camp if you want to see that schedule. And it seems like the Victor Oladipo meme that I wanted to focus on and the PJ Tucker news, it happened 7 years ago. Because at this point, I mean, so much information is flying by us right now that about Kevin Durant. I mean, so we'll keep everybody updated. That sports update, by the way, was driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. We know trucks. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover accident. Attorney Weather Center, call 24/7 866-954-MORE. It is partly cloudy right now. Very hot outside tonight. The lows will drop into the mid-70s. That is your weather. Crowder, what do you say as we continue to monitor the situation? We take a trip into the archives in the next segment. We got the holiday weekend coming up. It's time to get into the holiday mood. Started off with some laughs. What do you say we go into the archives in the next segment and have some laughs?
Let's do something, man. I love it. I love it. A long weekend. Cool. Everybody likes to laugh.
Yeah. All right. Very cool. So obviously, if anything does break or there's any Woj bombs or Shams bomb in the next couple minutes, we will keep you updated here on the Hockman and Crowder Show. But coming up momentarily, we will provide you with some of our best of material, some laughs to start your holiday weekend off the right way. That's coming up in the next segment.
Hey, it's Hawk. You know, you've heard us talk about Athletic Greens on this show. You want to find out what all the hype is about when it comes to AG1? I'm going to tell you, because a lot of people are using it and the benefits are plentiful. With Athletic Greens, you put a scoop in a glass of water, you drink it to start your day off right. Athletic Greens supports gut health, nervous system, immune system, plus your energy and focus. And the great thing is that it all comes in just one scoop. There's no more having to take a million different pills and supplements. Everything is contained in that one scoop of AG1. Athletic Greens, it was created when the founder experienced a ton of gut health issues himself, and he ended up on this complicated supplement routine to recover. It was costing him like $100 a day. So he created Athletic Greens after experiencing it for himself, just how difficult it was to create an optimal nutrition routine by yourself. So do it. Right now is the time to reclaim your health. Arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/WQAM. That's it. Again, it's athleticgreens.com/WQAM to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I hope so.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, we're obviously keeping an eye on the Kevin Durant rumors, reports. Bottom line, if you're just catching up, Durant has requested a trade away from the Brooklyn Nets. What's very important to remember here is that he has a contract remaining of 4 years, but there is no trade clause in that contract. So Brooklyn controls his destiny now. Wherever they feel like they're going to get the best assets from is where they're going to trade Durant, unless for some reason they listen to his wish list. I just don't see that happening. Anyway, wanted to give everybody some laughs here, going to the archives on the Hawkman and Crowder Show ahead of the 4th of July weekend. All this Durant stuff, all these Durant rumors, the possibility of him coming to Miami, it's reported that he's on their wish list. It reminds me of when we celebrated last year the anniversary of the decision when LeBron chose Miami back in 2010. We did a segment where we kind of revisit that moment, LeBron choosing Miami, one of the most incredible, unforgettable moments, right? Everybody remembers where they were when LeBron James chose the Miami Heat. We revisited that moment and did a little Heat trivia on the Hawkman and Crowder Show just 1 year ago today.
This is the 11th anniversary of LeBron's decision. And it's a monumental moment. I think in the first hour and 21 minutes of the show, like, Crowder's had his eyes opened onto just what an industry LeBron is. Just the way things changed when LeBron came to Miami. It's hard to really, until you start looking back on it, how many media members' lives were changed, mm-hmm. how many businesses down here were changed, how Miami Heat, the Miami Heat, were changed for forever, yep. you know? So
the national respect isn't there if that big three didn't happen.
That is correct. Yep. Think about any other team. Like, they were whatever. I don't know. Like, the Timberwolves have never won a championship, right? But, think of just an ordinary team. That's what they were. And then
the Magic kind of just
the Magic, like, yeah, again, no championship, but, you know, whatever, just an ordinary team. And now the Heat are constantly part of the national basketball narrative, and it's because of those four seasons. Yep. Solana is, I would say, the biggest Heat fan on this show, correct?
Easily, yeah.
By far.
So, and you've got season tickets. You've had season tickets for your entire life?
Since 2003.
Yeah. And in 2010, so 11 years ago, how old were you?
I was a sophomore in high school, so I was 14, 15.
And you couldn't believe it, I guess, right? You watched TV that night?
I have all the Facebook memories today that popped up on my time hop. Yeah, I remember the entire day. I remember what I was doing.
Waiting, and I've told this story before. I usually rent a house in Atlantic City for the summer on the Jersey Shore. And I happened to be on the Atlantic City boardwalk. I was the program director at 790 The Ticket at that time. And we did not have the rights to the Heat. But because we had Dan on the air and he was so tied in with Pat Riley and Mickey Arison, we were kind of the de facto Heat station. And so I didn't think. Now, I knew that, you know, we had seen the day before that Bosch was coming and we knew Wade was returning. I didn't really think that LeBron was going to leave Cleveland. That was my personal guess.
I was the same way.
Because it didn't happen.
No.
Started and in hometown, it just didn't happen. So I was on the Jersey Shore, and I happened to be on the Atlantic City boardwalk with my wife and son, who was, whatever, 5, 6 years old, and our in-laws, my cousins, my nieces. And we're walking down to go play miniature golf. And I look down on my phone and I see, oh, it's almost time for this show. So I duck into Rainforest Cafe on the Atlantic City boardwalk. I say, I'll catch up with you guys later. I'm going to watch this. And I, you know, sit at the bar and you can barely hear it. And it's going on forever. It wasn't like this big flash of where he's going. You know, this just droning interview with Jim Gray is happening. And I'm like, oh, God. You know, those bar stools at Rainforest Cafe aren't comfortable because you look like you're sitting on a zebra.
You know, right.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, he says, I'm taking my talents to South Beach. And I my head explodes. My head explodes. No one there wants to celebrate with me. I am alone at the Rainforest Cafe bar in Atlantic City, New Jersey. And so I, you know, find my wife and family at the miniature golf. I got to go back to our house. We had rented a house. I got to go back to our house. I get on the phone with the imaging voice of our station, who's still the imaging voice today. His name is Jim Cutler. And I say, I have to have all new imaging for this station by tomorrow morning. And I get our production director on the phone. I have to have all new imaging. Your voice stuff is going to come in. I want to be imaged as, you know, the LeBron station. And like, we turned it around. And then I watched the party the next night on ESPN News on the Jersey Shore. You know?
That's cool.
It's wild. I remember that night. Did not think in a million years LeBron was going to leave Cleveland.
I didn't think so. I remember I was at some bar, club, strip club, something, and everybody started screaming. And I was like, I knew there was no sports going on. I was like, I thought it was a fight.
Right.
And then I was like, oh, wow. And then I look up, and then you start seeing the ESPN bottom line stuff. But I had I thought when Bosch came, that was it. I was like, okay, Wade Bosch, that's cute.
And we thought Wade and Bosch, who was the missing piece on that one? Was it Carlos Boozer?
Joe Johnson.
No, I think it was Carlos Boozer. I don't know.
I remember years ago. I remember thinking, like, if Wade and Bosch end up going to Chicago, because that was the other
right
place,
the other real possibility.
I remember thinking Joe Johnson, Carlos Boozer was option
was.
B.
Yeah.
And kind
and,
of,
and it
kind
sounded
of,
good,
right? And kind of like, you know, convincing yourself. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, that contends. That contends in the East.
Yeah, I thought it's like watching the NBA lottery, the ping pong balls, when you have 1% chance. That's how I looked at getting LeBron. Right. I was like, well, he's not coming here. Okay, hey, Tatalicious, come on, give me a dance, and then he came. Mm.
So anyway, Solana, our biggest Heat fan, give me the starting five for the Miami Heat game one of the Big Three era.
Dwayne, LeBron, Bosch.
Okay, yes, you got those three.
Remember, game one was against the Celtics.
That's right.
In Boston, they lose.
They lose, you're right.
I believe Joel Anthony was a starter that game.
You are correct.
And I believe the starting point guard, as crazy as this sounds, Carlos Arroyo.
He's correct.
Really?
He is correct. That's amazing. I didn't think anyone would get that. That was the starting five. Wade, Bosch, James, Joel Anthony, and Carlos Arroyo. FIU, right?
FIU. Puerto Riqueño, I believe.
Joel Anthony.
Is that something? Joel Anthony. Well, no, but now when you think about it, think about it. We thought, right, it does not matter who's on the court with those three guys. Right? That was the notion.
Oh, yeah.
And they showed it to you that opening night with Joel Anthony and Carlos Arroyo.
I was going to say, it wasn't a mistake.
Do you remember the first season, Solana? This is actually funny. I'm just looking at something. You want to know the starting lineup for their first playoff game? Do you know who they faced in the first round of the playoffs?
First round that year, was it Philly?
It was Philly. Do you remember any of this, Crowder?
No.
Yeah, me neither. My mind doesn't work that way.
Heck no. This is impressive.
And do you remember who their second round opponent was?
That year, second round. Oof. Have to think about it. I don't remember second round.
It was Boston.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they beat them in five. And then Eastern Conference Finals.
Eastern Conference Finals was
Chicago.
Chicago. That's right. You remember all that, Steven?
Yeah. And then that playoff run, even though it ended them losing, was probably my most favorite playoff run throughout those 4 years.
Really? Even with the loss to Dallas?
Yes, because shutting up Boston after, oh, you lost 3 out of 4 games in the regular season. The same thing with the Bulls.
Right.
You lost the 3 games against the Bulls. Oh, they're gonna kick your ass in the playoffs. And then we kicked their ass in the playoffs. That was the best feeling I had.
Can you name now, Solana, the starting lineup game one of the playoffs against the Philadelphia 76ers?
Mike Bibby was the starter.
You are correct.
How do you know this?
You are correct. Mike Bibby was the starter.
You know how much I hate Mike Bibby. I've made that known.
Yeah, he has made that known.
It was Dwayne, LeBron, Bosch.
Right.
I don't think Joel Anthony was the starter. Was it Eric Dampier?
It was not. I'm surprised that you remember Eric Dampier being on the lineup the first year, because I learned that today. I had no I remember Eric Dampier being on the Heat. I had no recollection of him being on the Big Three Heat. Go ahead.
Big Z.
Zydrunas Ilgauskas. He nailed it.
That's right.
The starting lineup for game one of the playoffs, Mike Bibby, Zydrunas Ilgauskas, LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh. That's unbelievable recall by you.
That's impressive.
That is really good.
I remember that being like a big deal. The Heat got LeBron, but he's coming with Big Z. Like,
yeah,
people
we thought that was a huge deal. A huge deal. So I was looking. I was looking at Big Z.
Come on,
was a huge deal.
Wade, Bosch, LeBron. Y'all were excited about Big Z.
Yep. Yeah.
He was the first guy I ever saw stand there and hold the rim pregame.
Yep.
He could stand flat-footed and put his arm on the rim, and I was just mesmerized by watching that.
So I looked. Okay, so I have the roster of the first season of the Big Three. But what I looked today earlier was, do you remember the roster, the Miami Heat roster, of the season before the Big Three? And I think, what were they? They finished third that season.
No, they finished third in the season before? I don't think so.
Oh, third in the Southeast. Southeast division. Yeah, I don't know what they finished in the East. Yeah, yeah.
They were sixth that season. The year before, though, they were fourth. Fifth, because they played in the first round against Atlanta. They lose in Game 7. I flew up to Atlanta. That was the year Dwayne Wade won the scoring title. The following year, they lose in 5 to Boston.
That's right.
Boston was the 3 seed, and the Heat were down 3-0 in that series. Game 4, arguably Dwayne Wade's best single-game performance ever in his career, which is crazy, was that Game 4 to keep the Heat from being swept by Boston, who goes on to lose in 7 to Kobe Bryant and the Lakers. So that was a good Boston team.
Amazing recall here. But yeah, the season before the Big Three, the Heat got eliminated in the first round by the Celtics, 4-1. Can you recall? Go ahead. Name the players you remember. This is the 2009-2010 Heat. You're not looking at anything back there, right?
I'm not.
Telling the listeners, like, you're not looking at anything.
And somebody makes a great point on the text line. I wasn't old enough to get drunk yet.
So you're right. That's why you're so locked in. That's why I can remember the 1983 Chicago White Sox inexplicably. You know what? I think there's something to that.
Yeah.
I can remember those teams way more than when I get older.
Right.
All right, so go ahead.
Is this the starting lineup?
No,
or just players?
Who can you remember on the season, the Miami Heat roster, the season before the Big Three?
So, Yakuba Diawara.
Yes.
Was on that team. He started, I believe, that entire series against Boston.
Yakuba Diawara, you are correct.
UD.
Of course.
Beasley. Chalmers.
Let's see.
Michael Beasley's on
Michael
that team.
Michael Beasley's on that team. Chalmers on that team. Wade is on that team.
Right. Jamal McGlure was on that team, I believe.
Jamal McGlure was on the team. Proud Canadian.
Jamario Moon, was that?
Jamario Moon was not on that team.
Oh, yeah, year before, Jamario Moon was on that team. So Carlos Arroyo was on that team.
Carlos Arroyo was on that team.
Oh, man. That's only like 6 guys, right, that I got there?
The center.
Joel Anthony.
Joel Anthony.
You said UD.
Darrell Wright.
Darrell Wright, that's right. Who we can get a cameo for $30.
We learned yesterday. So some of the other guys. Rafer Alston.
Oh, my God.
Daquan Cook.
Steve is raising his hand.
The chef.
Rafer Alston doesn't count. He quit like halfway through the season.
He
played like 10 games and then he just disappeared. And didn't come back.
Totally
he was on our roster.
Daquan Cook, of course.
Daquan Cook.
There's Chris Quinn as well.
Chris Quinn was not on that roster. Quentin Richardson was.
Oh, and Jermaine O'Neal.
Oh,
that's right.
And out of Duke, forward out of Duke, the last guy, Shavlik Randolph. Remember Shavlik Randolph?
I think I have a Shavlik Randolph jersey, I'm not joking.
How could you have a Shavlik Randolph jersey? Shavlik Randolph doesn't have a Shavlik Randolph jersey.
I'm not joking.
How's that possible? All right, so here we go. Now, what's the roster? The roster for the Big Three Miami Heat. You've got Wade. You've got Bosh. You've got LeBron James. Who else? We know Big Z's, Adrunas Ilgauskas. We know Joel Anthony. We know Carlos Arroyo. Mike Bibby, we know.
Eric Dampier,
Udonis. Who else is on that first Big Three team?
Eddie House
is on that team.
I like Eddie.
Remember, he had that iconic moment.
Yes, he did.
He carried his
Yes, he did.
I have a signed basketball from that entire team, so I'm a little upset that I'm not remembering.
Well, your favorite player ever, Mario Chalmers.
Rio,
of course, is on that team.
Yeah.
Mike Miller, one shoe.
Mike Miller was on that team, correct?
Hmm. Yeah.
Steven's over there giving hand signals.
Yeah.
He took his shoe off.
Which is a great signal.
Jerry Stackhouse. Jerry Stackhouse was on that team. Dexter Pittman.
Oh,
was on that team.
He used to get on my nerves, man.
James Jones.
JJ.
The genius behind the Phoenix Suns. James Jones was part of that team.
Hell of a sharpshooter, too, now.
Juwan Howard was a player on that team.
This is crazy.
Isn't that also wild?
A big deal when the Heat were able to bring in Juwan. Not so much because he was going to contribute, but he had signed with the Heat years prior, and something happened where the Heat messed up with the cap, so he wasn't able to join the Miami Heat. So it was like his finally joining this organization.
Do you know the salaries of LeBron, Bosh, and Wade that season? You have any recollection of the salaries that they were making?
D. Wade made a little less to make room for UD. I think LeBron and Bosh both signed like whatever the max was, $26.5 million or something like that.
I was thinking, I think 28, 27, 26.
No, they all took discounts to play together. LeBron and Bosh were getting 14.5, and D. Wade was getting 14.2.
14?
14.5, 14.5, 14.2.
See.
Those were the salaries that first season. The next highest paid player, do you want to guess?
UD.
Nope.
No.
Ooh. Mike Miller.
Mike Miller.
Right.
$5 million.
Five?
UD was then making $3.5 million. Then Joel Anthony, $3.3 million. Eddie House, Juwan Howard, and Zydrunas Ilgauskas were all getting $1.3 million. I mean, literally, there was no money left over.
I think
about that. I mean, the salary cap was obviously much lower, but there was no money left over. Carlos Arroyo, 1.2. Eric Dampier, 1.1. James Jones, $1 million. Mario Chalmers, 854. Pittman, 473. Jerry Stackhouse, 222.
This is 2010?
2010.
I made more money than most of that roster.
Things have changed, huh?
Man, I didn't know they were getting peanuts like that.
That's wild.
14 is shocking.
Shocking, right? Shocking.
I don't remember that, them taking big of a discount to play together.
Shocking.
But then their salaries had to have gone up, right? Like with bird rights. Or...
Let me see if I can find that.
Those 4 years, it wasn't 14, 15, 16.
No shot.
Yeah,
no shot.
It
LeBron,
had to go to 20
LeBron's
somewhere.
Making 20-something by year two or year three, for
all
sure.
All right. Let me just look here at the next season. What are you taking aback at?
Pigeon out here whooping some other pigeon's tail.
I posted video during the last commercial break on my Instagram account. We have a pigeon that's visiting us up here, and I am doing my pigeon impersonation, which happens to be fantastic.
And you look at me, and isn't that good?
Yeah, and Crowder's not impressed by it. It's an amazing impersonation. You can see it, Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. You can see Crowder's lack of excitement over what I think is a fantastic piece of off-air entertainment for his pleasure only. So the next season, Bosh made 16, LeBron made 16, and D. Wade made 15.6. And then the third season of the Big Three... Let's see what it goes up to there. The third season, Bosh and LeBron, 17.5. D. Wade, 17.1. Mike Miller is up to 5.8.
Oh, there you go,
Mike. Point. And then the fourth and final season of the Big Three, let us see. LeBron and Bosh, 19 mil each. D. Wade, 18.6. And then Udonis Haslem is next, $4.3 million. Mario Chalmers, $4 million. All the way down to Jarvis Varnado. You remember him?
I do.
Let me see if you remember the final season of the Big Three roster. Hold on a second here. All right, name what you remember, the final season of the Big Three.
Michael Beasley's on that team.
Michael Beasley.
I think Darrell Wright is on that team as well.
Darrell Wright is not on that team.
No. Joel Anthony's still on that team.
Mm-hmm.
Birdman's still on that
team.
Ray Allen.
Ray Allen, of course.
Mario Chalmers. Big three, obviously.
Mario Chalmers' eventual replacement. Norris Cole. Norris Cole's on that team.
Terrell Harris on that team?
No Terrell Harris, but how about Big Ham?
Burger.
No, Big Ham.
Jorts?
Justin Hamilton.
Justin Hamilton.
Big Ham? You don't remember Big Ham?
Yeah, I remember him, but you're forgetting number one overall pick, Greg Oden.
Greg Oden. That's right.
Shabazz Napier is on that team, isn't he?
No, they drafted him. They drafted him the following year.
Because
he said that was the best player available in the draft.
His favorite player, the Heat drafted him.
Greg Oden's on that team. Roger Mason is on that team. DeAndre Liggins is on that team. Rashard Lewis, is on that team. James Jones is on that team. Tony Douglas. Remember Tony Douglas?
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Big Ham, Justin Hamilton.
Was Rashard Lewis was on one of the championship teams as well, right?
Yeah, in 2013.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. A little trip down memory lane on this, the 11th anniversary of LeBron James coming to the Miami Heat.
I am not an attorney. I don't know how y'all think I'm an attorney. I'm not an attorney, but that's why I keep the best attorneys around me, and that is Victor DeMesmin and Jeremy Dover of the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. They are good dudes. Now, they're my homeboys, South Florida guys, huge sports fans, but they are everybody's South Florida car accident attorneys. But not just car accidents. They will represent you if things go wrong. Slip and falls in public places, they got you. You're hit by a truck. And pedestrians or bikers that are struck by vehicles, they'll represent you. Medical malpractice, people whose loved ones died because something someone else did. If any of this happens to you, you're stressed out, your family's stressed out, let DeMesmin and Dover take that off of y'all. It's what they do. They will represent you. They are going to deal with all insurance companies. They'll go over policies with you line by line so you know what to expect, help resolve property damage, help resolve liens from medical providers. They are experienced and aggressive attorneys. Now, they're going to grind for you. They're going to fight for you tooth and nail, and they don't get paid a dime until settlement time. Give DeMesmin and Dover a call right now with any questions now. 866-954-MORE. That's the number now. 866-954-6673. Free consultation. Give them a call. It doesn't cost a dime. Let them see what they can do for you. No cost to you unless you get paid. They're available 24/7. You'll actually get your attorney's cell phone number for around-the-clock access. And when I heard all this, I had to ask Victor and Jeremy, like, fellas, this sounds too good to be true. Why do y'all do all this? You know what their answer was? We care more, and it's because of you, their clients, their neighbors, South Floridians. Call DeMesmin and Dover today.
It's Hawk. You know, if you listen to the show, you know I'm always talking about my big TV outside and the refrigerator outside. My wife and I and son, we spend a whole bunch of time outside. You know, if you've been spending more time at home and you love your outdoors, but you want to make it a dream outdoors, you really need to listen to what I'm going to tell you about. That's Cricket Pavers, my friends at Cricket Pavers. You know, they're your key to turning the outside, your outside, into a dream outdoor experience. Cricket Pavers does it all. They'll do paver repairs and driveway improvement. They also do artificial turf installation. You know how hot it is. Imagine just having artificial turf. You don't have to worry about watering that. They do aluminum pergolas, pool remodeling, pressure washing. They could install a massive outdoor kitchen if you want. I mean, think about that for football season, right? You have a big outdoor kitchen, big TV outside. That is South Florida heaven. Cricket Pavers, they're licensed general contractors. They're professional. They're insured. They'll help you create your dream outdoor home experience. And Ariel, the owner, he's a big listener to the show. He's waiting for your call. So call Ariel, 786-518-1091. That's 786-518-1091. 518-1091, or you could check out their website, which is cricketpavers.com.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You're my boy, Blue! You're my boy, Blue.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.